It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Bruno with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced that she is requiring all New Mexicans to wear a mask or face covering in all public spaces starting on Saturday. This comes as more businesses will be able to operate with limitations. Retail spaces will be able to open, allowing up to 25% capacity, 20% for big box retailers. Large public gatherings are still prohibited as well. Churches will be able to conduct services with up to 10% capacity. The governor said on Wednesday, further reopening plans depend on gating criteria such as rate of transmission, contact tracing, hospitalizations, personal protection equipment availability, and compliance with the new order.
For employers, you can't operate even at limited capacity unless your employees are wearing a face mask. Individuals, we will remind you and tell you, and if you want businesses to stay open, then you have to have face masks, because if I can't get folks to do this, that's the enforcement tool, then we can't stay open. I can't mitigate. I can't stay the long course. I can't go to higher risk businesses. That's unfair to local small businesses, unfair to the individuals without having a mandate that have modeled good behavior. So I need everyone to do it. I'm sure your question, because I mentioned it last week, the notion to do really serious enforcement, which I said could not be done, and it is why most states that tried it discarded it. We're going to try a different route. I'm convinced today that it is the better decision to require mandate face masks. That set the standard. It's not optional. In terms of enforcement, extreme positive peer pressure. So I implore New Mexicans to wear these face coverings. And the more we do this, the better prepared we are not to have to go backwards.
You can find out more information on the public health order at our website, krwg.org. Just look for the big story. Let's go now to a local viewpoint. The pandemic is having a big effect on political campaigns. Some thoughts from commentator Walt Rubel.
How do candidates running for office for the first time introduce themselves to the public at a time when public introductions can be deadly? That's the dilemma faced not just by first-time office seekers, but all candidates running in this year's election, which has already started with early voting in the primary. You can't squeeze people into a community center for town hall meetings. You can't walk the neighborhood knocking on everybody's front door. You can't post yourself at busy pedestrian crossings wearing a campaign t-shirt and hat as you force people to take unwanted campaign flyers for the cost of passage. Heck, you can't even shake hands. And the idea of kissing somebody else's baby seems almost criminal. Not to mention the fact that it's hard to get people's attention when all eyes are on a death toll that is climbing steadily each day. But this election will decide who leads us out of this pandemic. That makes it more important, not less. And in several local districts, the primary election now will be more important than the general election in November. 50 years of experience in the state Senate is on the line in just two races. Mary Kay Papin, a senator since winning for the first time in 2000, and John Arthur Smith, who first won his seat in 1990, both face strong challengers. Papin has been president pro tem since 2013. Smith is chairman of the most powerful committee, Senate Finance. Both face GOP opponents in the fall, but that hasn't been a problem in the past. Republicans have failed to crack the 40% mark in any of the past three elections in those two districts. The real action is in the primary, where Carrie Hamblin, the incredibly active and public CEO of the Las Cruces Green Chamber of Commerce, will challenge for Papin's seat. Naomi Martinez Parra, a former vice chairwoman of the state Democratic Party, will try to take the seat that Smith has held for 30 years. Other big races in the primary are in Senate District 31, where incumbent Joe Cervantes faces two challengers, Melissa Ontiveros and Arturo Terrazas. House District 34, which will be a rematch between Raymundo Lara and Bill Queen Gomez, and County Commission District 4, where six candidates are vying to replace Isabella Solis. KRWG is taping a debate with Yvette Harrell, Claire Chase, and Chris Matthews, the three Republican candidates vying for the chance to face Xochitl Torres Small in November. That will be aired on both radio and television, as well as posted online. This may not feel like an important election, but it is. And you can safely participate by absentee ballot without putting your health at risk. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns can be found at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.